It's episode 165, and we've got plugins for responsive previews, sample text and images, link citations, custom administration areas, custom surveys, and dynamic feedback tools. All coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Great to be here. A lot of great news.
WordPress. We do. We got lots of great news, lots of other great stuff, and as usual, a great, fantastic show, which you can find all the show notes over at WPPluginsA2Z.com. And if you've got a couple of minutes, drop in at Stitcher or iTunes and leave us a review. We would greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely. We've got a couple great reviews in the iTunes store lately, including Dave Jackson from Weekly Web Tools and the School of Podcasting. Thank you, Dave, for your five-star review and the nice things that you said about us. So you can find us there. And also remember to follow the show on Twitter, WP Plugins A2Z.
Excellent. And of course, as usual, right off the top, a little bit of self-promotion to remind everyone, we are WordPress professionals and make our living with WordPress. So I myself specialize in fixing broken sites or finding that perfect functionality and tweaking it and making it work for your website. So if you're looking for some emergency support or that special functionality, give me a call at 818-850-7729 or drop on by my website at wppro.ca.
And if you would like to save 30% on some hosting, I've got a great HostGator coupon. It's easy to remember. Just use the coupon plugin, and you'll save 30% on any hosting plan, any term length. That's HostGator coupon plugin.
All right. And we do have some wonderful listener feedback this week for you folks. And first off, we got a couple of questions here from a couple of great listeners out there. And the first one is from Gabe, and he is looking for some information on, he wants a plugin or a way to duplicate a defined set of widgets to populate into a new widget area on his website. In specific, he wants to duplicate the defined set of widgets and populate them and for customized or PHP widget in the widget panel. So, based on your questions there, Gabe, I actually do have something that may work for you. It's called Widgets on Pages. I believe that's what it's called. I haven't used it in a little while. But what it is it's a plugin that adds a new widget area that you can drop a bunch of specified widgets in and then use a short code to put it anywhere else on your website, including into widgeted areas. So you might check that one out. Other than that, I don't have an answer. How about you?
I do. There's one called Other Content that actually creates an other content area in the sidebar. And what you do is you use a short code in the actual post itself, and it can throw that, whatever that is in the short code, over to the widget, which is a pretty cool one. You can use code and things like that too. Otherwise, I would try something like perhaps the Caldera engine, which is also called, what is it, My Short Codes, which is one that is, you know, definitely one of my favorites. You can do a lot of this PHP type stuff too, and then put the short code in the widget and make that stuff work. It pre-renders it, so it doesn't matter what the code is ahead of time. So those are a couple options for you, Gabe, and thanks for writing into the show. We appreciate it.
And thanks for listening. All right, and one more from Shannon. And Shannon, well, I love reading this stuff. Hey, guys, love the show. You've saved my butt many times with your plugin suggestions. And he's wondering if you've run across any good chat room plugins. Well, Shannon, I have run across a couple here and there, but I've forgotten what they were. But I've got a nice link in the show notes to just good timing. Somebody recently did a review of 5 different chat plugins compared together. So I'll leave the link in the show notes and you can check it out. And I believe, didn't I do a couple shows back? I did a couple of chat plugins, I believe. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So check that one out, Shannon. And other than that, I'll fire you off some direct information. So thanks for sending in a note. We appreciate
Great.
It.
Great. Thanks for everybody for sending in listener feedback. And also, in addition to writing to us, you can also send us an audio comment by going to wppluginsa2z.com and clicking on the send audio comment button. And John, we have 2 pieces of news this week. One is WordPress for iOS version 4 just got released, and it is a big, big improvement in the iPhone/iPad version of WordPress. I haven't tried the iPad version, but for the phone, it's fantastic. I've been able to actually use the speech-to-text feature and make a couple of posts just by talking. The featured image section has improved greatly, as has the gallery. It's a lot easier to send things and manage things, and now Jetpack stats are also tied into the app as well, which is a really, really nice feature. So you can check out your site stats all in one place within the app. Really nice thing. Also, there is a new site that has come around. It is called whattheme.com. And if you've ever been curious as far as a site that you see and you know it's WordPress and you're wondering what theme they're using, you just type in the URL at whattheme.com, and if it knows what the theme is, it will find it for you. And not only will it find it for you, it'll give you the buy link so you can go ahead and purchase it. Pretty cool service.
That's a very nice service.
Mm-hmm.
That can come in handy for lots of people.
Absolutely. Even if you're just, window shopping and spying, perhaps, on maybe your competition. Good tool.
All right. And that's pretty much all we got for you, isn't it?
Yep. Time for the plugins.
All right. Then let's jump right into the meat and potatoes, eh? All right, and the first plugin I've got here is another survey tool plugin. And this is called Just Another Survey Tool. And this one, I was doing some research on survey tools for a client out there. We were trying to find one that would work with some of the other plugins that were already on his website and ensure that it didn't break. But this first one here, Just Another Survey Tool, it looked very promising when I set it up. But I ran into some issues while getting it set up. You have to add numerous CSS tags to get it working, as well as it turned out that the setup is highly confusing on how to get the survey all thoroughly functioning. Unfortunately, I've got to make sure to steer people away from this one until it's improved. I had to give it a rating of 2 dragons for just another survey tool.
Hmm. Well, that stinks. Hopefully we'll have some other better ones coming up.
Oh, I'm sure there are.
Well, I have been recently developing a couple of different kinds of sites, and I didn't exactly have the content ready. And I didn't really feel like, just copying and pasting and stuff from Google News and all that, to test it out. So I found this plugin called Missing Content. And essentially what it does is it creates kind of lorem ipsum type stuff. You can pick which type of content that you want inserted in there. But then also, if you want placeholder images placed into the theme or as featured images, and you want to select a particular size to use and test out what looks better and responsive and all the rest, you can do that. And it just kind of generates a dynamic image with the resolution listed in text on the image itself, which is pretty cool. So if you're doing basic theme setup and you don't have the content and the images ready, yet you'd like to have something there to either demo to a client or maybe just demo to yourself just to see how things flow once you get content in there, this is a really great plugin for that. It's called Missing Content, and I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Another way to help make your development easier while you're moving along.
Definitely.
I may have to steal that one for my presentation tonight.
Well, you're more than welcome.
All right, and the next one I've got here is another survey tool plugin, and it's called WebEngage Feedback Survey Notification. And this one here, while being a third-party service, it works very well, and it seems to work very well with all the other numerous plugins I had to contend with on the website we were putting it on. The only issue I really had with it, aside from third-party service, is it gives you some very basic functionality, and you get very basic surveys in the beginning. If you buy one of their monthly packages, you can increase the surveys you get, which if you need the survey information, it may very well be worth doing. The plugin itself set up very simply and easily. It was functional. It worked very well. It sets up a little pop-up which pops up into the lower corner of the website, nice and prominent so people can see it and answer your questions. All in all, I found it to be a pretty good plugin, and it has a non-conflict mode which allowed it to work very well. And also a couple of other little things in it, even in the basic, you can target this plugin to only show up on specific URLs for your website.
There you go.
So that was very useful, because there are some sections on the website you need the survey and other sections you don't want it to show up. So all in all, I gave this one a rating of 4 dragons called WebEngage Feedback Survey Notification. Check it out.
Yeah, minus 1 point for a long name.
Oh, no, minus 1 point because it's third party, and, you know, to move it all up, you have to pay a little, which is not
exactly
not detrimental, but, you know, that sort of hinders it a little bit.
Yeah, it puts a crimp in it. All right, let's talk about Citation Box. Okay, Citation Box, what it does is, if you've seen Wikipedia pages, you've seen that all of the links that they reference within the stories are at the bottom. And they display kind of what they are and you know, what they go to and things. This is the same kind of concept. Citation Box basically grabs all the links in a poster page and lists them at the end of the post. And it contains only reference numbers as far as to the links themselves that you have going on. So you can decide where you want the display to be located as far as the box goes. The default is after the post is viewed. The second one is for, you know, within the content itself. You can choose it either via short code or something like that. And if there are no links within the posts, no box gets shown. So I thought this was a pretty cool plugin. If you had maybe, you know, a reference as far as where the links are to particular things that you're talking about within a news article or a blog. So really cool plugin. And I gave this one a 3 out of 5, only for the sense of one thing. It works great functionality-wise, but it is ugly. And I don't like ugly things on the site, functional or not, so I gave it a 3 out of 5.
Well, you know, it's probably CSSable, so you can tweak it to make it look pretty again, eh?
It is indeed, but that's not why I picked it again, so I can do CSS.
Understood. All right, well, the last one I've got here is, this one pertains mainly, as most people know, I do a monthly meetup, and I'm doing a presentation tonight on tools to make development of your WordPress website easier and to tweak the website for your clients. And if you're like me and many other WordPress professionals, we have clients that we manage everything, and the clients have access to the admin area, but you need to limit the access for some of the things they do. This plugin helps dramatically with that. This is called AG Custom Admin. And what it does is, it will also allow you to white box WordPress. In other words, strip all the WordPress branding out of it and put your own branding in. It allows you to do a thorough customization of the admin area. You can customize what sections of the admin menus your client can get to, which ones they can't. You can customize the admin bar that goes across the top, and you can either turn that bar on and off for yourself or others. You can also add your own links into that bar. You can also colorize the entire admin menu system, change it from the default WordPress into your own colorized system. If you want to spend a few bucks, they sell premium themes that you can add into this plugin, which they've already pre-designed several premium themes, and then you can do some customizations to those. It's got options for changing the footer, changing the header, putting a customized message into the admin area that appears when they log in, so you can hide the welcome to WordPress box and add your own welcome box. You can add your own headers in there or your own logos. There's a whole lot to this plugin theme, plugin. Hmm. And I'm just beginning to get it played with for the functionality and tweaking. And I've got a couple of clients which I'll go back and retweak their admin areas for them.
Hmm.
So in all really great plugin, AG Custom Admin, and I give it a 4 Dragon rating.
Outstanding. So. I like that you can hide the admin bar and only show certain things on it. This is going to be my new standard.
Yeah, it's
as far as when I make a client site, this is going to be because I have support areas that I use that central desktop tool with,
mm-hmm.
and so I would love to be able to just have it to where somebody could click on support within admin with different options that I make, and then it goes straight to my internal support area. That's cool. That's cool. I'm going to do this. I'm going to use this. All right. Well, speaking of admin bar, I'm going to give you a pretty cool new plugin. And this one is called Responsible. And it's kind of a play on words for the term responsive. And it basically allows you to test your website in a responsive way from the WordPress admin bar. So it uses kind of a resizer bookmarklet type of a thing. And so now up in your admin bar, you'll see a little icon of a phone that's horizontal. You'll see one that's vertical. And you'll see a tablet as well and a regular, computer screen. And so you can just click on any of those, iPhone, tablet, or desktop, and then it'll show you what the site looks like or that particular page looks like in that device. Really cool. Really cool way to test out your site just, straight on the admin bar. You can look at different pages in multiple different ways just by clicking on it. And that's, in the front end. So who can beat that? I thought it was really cool. I tested it for a preview of different landing pages and different devices, and it looked fantastic. It was out of the box, one of the most perfect plugins I've ever tried. So I rated it a 5 out of 5.
Very nice. That can save me some time there instead of dragging my browser back and forth all the time.
Yeah, I know. You don't have to resize anything. It's just one click. You don't have to mess around. And that's what ticked me off, too, is because a lot of times I'd be looking at it in one tab at a particular size. And by the way, when you shrink down the page manually, as far as the browser window, yeah. It's never the same size as what the phone is going to be.
No, it's always just an approximation of what I'm going to get. But
right. So this way you just click it and go. So if it's me, the two takeaways out of this show is probably the last two plugins that we talked about, which is your admin, custom admin, and responsible. And if you paired these two together, you'd have a really nice addition to how you handle things on your website.
No kidding. That's going to save tons of time. Well, all right, well, that's what we've got for you. I covered up just another survey tool, gave it a 2 rating, WebEngage, Feedback, Survey, and Notification, which I gave a 4, and AG, Custom Admin, which I gave a 4 to.
And I talked about missing content, the placeholder solution for your website, gave that one a 4. Citation Box adds all of the links to the bottom of your post. Great functionality, but really ugly. Gave that one a 3 out of 5. And we just talked about Responsible, which allows you to view your pages and posts from the front end with one click of the admin bar. Pretty cool. Gave that one a 5 out of 5.
Excellent. And, of course, just a couple of rambling last words for everyone. Hosting. Well, as most people out there know, I have my own, well, not most, a few of our listeners out there know, I have my own servers. I manage and run my own servers, and I don't push my own hosting too often. But every once in a while, I need to let folks know that I do offer WordPress hosting for clients. My hosting is limited in the number of clients I take, and I've been doing some work on my servers in the last couple of weeks, and it turns out that after the improvements, I have room for about an additional 10 to 20 websites on my servers. So if you're looking for fantastic hosting that is extremely fast and tailored specifically for WordPress, check me out. You can go check out hosting from me, John Overall, and you can go to wppro.ca, WP Host, and sign up and register for hosting with me.
Very good. You know, that's one thing that I can't stress enough how important it is to get a great hosting plan, because when things go batty, it's always the person on the other end that you need to know what their expertise level is.
Yeah.
And I had a hosting issue that was for a client, and it was on their client side, and I'll tell you, nothing beats being able to actually pick up the phone and call somebody. And I can tell you that because for this instance, I wasn't able to call somebody.
Yeah.
And it literally took 2 days and 2 days worth of leads not coming in. And that's money. That time is money.
Oh, yeah.
So,
and considering how much the search engines weigh speed of server and everything nowadays, it's very important to be on a fast server. And it's been interesting for me because I run my own servers. I know all the little tweaks in the background. And one of the things I've run into is I've taken people off of what I know is good hosting sites, and when I move them into one of my own platforms, I've noticed a dramatic difference in usage of the website. It's like nothing's changed except the service provider, but I'll notice suddenly WordPress functions better, uses less memory for some reason. Areas I haven't had time to specify why. Happened recently, a website I brought from a hosting provider to one of my servers, it went from using 67 megs of RAM to 42 megs of RAM, and all I did was move it.
It could be a lot of the background tasks of the other host provider as well.
That's what I was thinking. But yeah. At any rate, there's little things out there, and there's tweaks that a server can do to make WordPress run faster, and a lot of them don't do it yet because they're still catering to mass shared hosting.
Right. Yeah, they've got to cater to thousands and thousands of different situations, mm-hmm. whereas, you know, a custom one-to-one solution like this is a lot better because even, you know, you can even tweak as far as if you blocking specific IPs that come to the server, maybe are hitting it or things like that.
Well, that's one thing I do.
Yeah, good luck getting that from one of the big guys. That's never going to happen.
I fine-tune the server. Anyway, check it out.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, normally I put a little commercial in here as well, but I wanted to make sure that I mentioned this at the end of the show because I figure if I talk about it at the end, then these are going to be people that really love the show all the way to the end. And I figure you're probably smarter if you last this long in the show anyway. So I've got a lot of different projects that I'm working on right now. And in fact, I look at my domain list and I've got 70 different domains and only about 20 of them are actual
only
active
70?
Projects.
How long have you been doing this? No, just kidding.
I used to have 300, you know, but I cut back. I got lean. And, you know, these involve things like coupon code sites and some affiliate sites and even a couple of membership sites and things. And before I go out into the wild and actually try and hire somebody to put some sites together and work on some sites with me, I wanted to first throw that out to the listeners as far as if anybody's got a good portfolio and, you know, a decent rate that they want to throw me. And just you can email me marcuscouch@gmail.com and I'd be happy to take a look at that. And I'm looking for active partners, even guys that have their own thing going on, but, you know, maybe want to partner up with me on some affiliate stuff to make some cash. And I've got a lot of things going on, and there's a lot of room for people that are in tune to the show and really want to learn about the technology of WordPress. So, again, contact me, marcuscouch@gmail.com, and let's get some things going.
Excellent. All right, and don't forget a couple last-minute reminders. If you need your daily dose of WordPress news, check out the WP Plugins Daily over at wpnews.wpmedic.ca. And if you've got a couple of minutes, we would greatly appreciate you reviewing us on iTunes, Blueberry, or Stitcher Radio.
Absolutely. And one other thing I just wanted to throw as a quick promo. I was on the last episode of WordPress Weekly over at WP Tavern. And we talked to some people at ostraining.com. We talked to Steve Burge, actually, who's the founder there. And John, the one thing I got to say is I have been kind of looking at the other side of the fence, over the fence, so to speak, and listening to Joomla podcasts, of all things.
Oh, okay? No, he's going to defect.
No, I'm not.
I'm just kidding.
I'm not. Because this OS training actually gives Drupal and Joomla training in it as well. So I've been looking at some of those modules. Oh, listen to me talking modules now. I'm going to be starting to do components A to Z now. But the it's interesting to see the functionality that some of these guys come up with these extensions and all of the rest of the stuff. And just hearing the conversations of things that they talk about as far as problems with Joomla, because they are common problems with WordPress as well.
Yeah.
So don't limit yourself to just WordPress. Look at what everybody else is doing, and you might get some good ideas. A long time ago, John, we had a guy leave us a comment about image styling and how you can set an image style in Joomla, and everything, let's just say everything you uploaded in the media center that we did would automatically rotate itself, give itself a nice bevel, and then give itself a soft shadow. And every image you upload would automatically do that. You wouldn't even have to monkey around with it. That's some of the stuff they have that we don't. So it's worth looking into. And we still don't have that, even a year and a half after that comment and that we brought that out. Nobody's made that for WordPress. So it's interesting to see the technology that those guys have going on. And especially for you developers out there, it's probably worth paying attention to just to look outside this bubble for a few minutes.
Hey, you can
so
find some great ideas elsewhere. If you can implement them in WordPress, you can probably make a few bucks on selling a premium plugin.
Yeah, absolutely. Sky's the limit. Mm-hmm. All right, John, how can they contact us?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com. Our emergency support, go to wppro.ca/help or email me, john@wppro.ca.
You can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com. Also on Twitter, @MarcusCouch. And remember that development partnership deal that I talked about earlier. You can find me at MarcusCouch@gmail.com.
And that's all we've got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by JohnOverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.